This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. On today's show, we have Andrew Bloom once again, the author of both A Bleeding Brain and After a Bleeding Brain, true stories that are amazing and inspiring. The first, A Bleeding Brain, was published in 2012 by Brighton Publishing, LLC. This tells his true story of how a seemingly healthy young man had three brain bleeds and went through successful brain surgery and rehabilitation a number of times. All this took place within a 25-year span, during which he still managed to live a productive life and maintained a positive attitude. He graduated from college, got married, had two healthy children, and received numerous promotions as a sales representative for a medical manufacturer. Andrew, certainly great to have you back with us here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. So, how is the second book, After a Bleeding Brain, different than the first book, A Bleeding Brain?
Well, the second book does not tell the story of what happened or how I dealt with the recovery made from each of the three bleeds. Rather, it tells the story of how I dealt with the damage that was caused by the brain bleeds and how it affects my day-to-day life. I find that in most of the presentations I do, that tends to be a very important topic, and I'm asked many questions regarding how I deal with what happened.
Yeah, I can only imagine. So what has happened since we last spoke almost 2 years ago?
Well, fortunately, there have been no more episodes, and I have a great deal of time, so I share my story with many people. I also spend most of my time with my children and my wife, who is now working in the pharmaceutical industry, and I stay home with the children. We did sell our two-story house as the stairs became too much of a challenge to deal with on a daily, day-to-day basis. Otherwise, everything has been pretty normal.
And that's good to hear. Do you think there will be a third book in this series?
No, I really don't. I think my story is told, and I feel pretty confident that I can inspire and motivate others with what is already available.
Today, once again, briefly, we are with Andrew Bloom, the author of both A Bleeding Brain and a second part, After a Bleeding Brain, true stories that are amazing and inspiring here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Andrew, do you still keep in touch with your surgeons and advances in the medical field?
Yeah, I sure do. I am very in the loop and believe that one day the advances in the neurology field will provide me the opportunities to correct or at least improve the deficits that currently exist. And even my doctors and surgeons feel that that's even a possibility as time goes on.
And for the listener, if they wanted to pick up either one of these books or both, where can they do that? And also, where can they be in touch with you?
Well, I hope my story inspires a lot of people that are out there, and it helps them to overcome life's challenges. I'm available at the email is the best way to reach me at abloom@medicalinnovationstoday.com. That's abloom@medicalinnovationstoday.com.
Certainly appreciate your taking the time to briefly join us once again, and I think this second book is definitely also a great addition to what you've already got out there. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here today once again on eHealth Radio.
I thank you, and have a good day.
You too. We've been speaking with, once again, Andrew Bloom, the author of both books, A Bleeding Brain, and the second part in a book form as well, After a Bleeding Brain, true stories that are amazing and inspiring. And for contact information, simply fire an email over to Andrew at abloom@medicalinnovationstoday.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we certainly do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.